A lawyer who worked for Enron told a Senate subcommittee today that he had serious legal concerns about the company's trading practices. Senators have seized on Enron memos that describe those practices to revisit the causes of the California energy crisis. Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan says a special counsel should be appointed to investigate. He has also promised to call Army Secretary Thomas White, a former Enron executive, to explain what he knew about the company's tactics. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Enron's role in the California energy crisis is getting another look, thanks to the release last week of internal memos that provide what Senator Byron Dorgan calls a roadmap of the company's deception. Dorgan's subcommittee heard from the principal author of those memos today, attorney Stephen Hall, who described tactics such as creating artificial congestion just so Enron could relieve it and collect a fee.
As I came to understand these strategies, I realized that there were deceptive aspects to certain pieces of them. And under California state criminal statutes, some of these deceptive practices might possibly violate those laws.
Senator Dorgan has said before he believed there was a culture of corruption at Enron. After reading the memos, he says, that comment was too mild.
It is disgusting corporate behavior without a moral base. It is a demonstration of corporate greed, but perhaps much, much more than that. And I expect that we will want to see a special counsel of some type investigate West Coast pricing and not just this company.
Enron lawyers insist that soon after they learned of the suspect trading practices, in December of 2000, they ordered them stopped. It's not clear whether that's accurate, but in any case, California and other western states continued to suffer from exorbitant power prices and rolling blackouts until the following summer, when federal regulators imposed price caps. A Stanford economist testified today that the trading tactics described in the Enron memos were at most a small part of the cause of California's problems. Another witness, David Freeman, who now chairs the state's power authority, says energy companies used plenty of other tactics to keep the prices high.
I have a new version of Murphy's Law that I want to offer to the committee. Any system that can be gamed will be gamed at the worst possible time.
Senators accuse the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which is supposed to oversee wholesale power markets, of sitting on its hands for months while this was going on. California Senator Barbara Boxer says the commission did provide belated relief last summer with its price cap order, but she warns the price caps are due to be lifted at the end of September and complains the commission, known as FERC, still hasn't acted on California's demand for billions of dollars in refunds.
FERC has not protected the people of my state and the other western states from unjust and unreasonable prices. We have been robbed.
Commission Chairman Pat Wood, who joined the agency last spring, admits he's not happy with its track record. But he says the commission is hiring additional staffers and has made market surveillance a higher priority.
We want to get these issues resolved as fairly and equitably as possible to all concerned, to talk about how to make the future better, not just for California, but for all the other states that deal with changes in their energy markets.
At the same time, Wood says he's not willing to retreat to a system of regulated utilities, arguing competitive markets still offer the promise of lower electric rates. Senator Dorgan is skeptical.
I've had a bellyful of being restructured and deregulated, only to find out that everybody else gets rich and the rest of the people lose their shirts. Do we really want less government in the face of this kind of wholesale cheating?
Senators promise to incorporate the lessons of the Enron memos as they negotiate with the House on new energy legislation. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.